You're listening to New Soundwave with your hosts, John DeLuna, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, Chris Triplett, and Brian Kilby.
Hey everybody, it's a new Soundwave for the week of, let's see, what is this week? It's
first week of August,
2010. How you doing? I'm John DeLuna. I'm joined by Chris Triplett, Tony, Rob Springer, XB, who will not say anything from this point forward, Peter Van, Brian Kilby. Hey, hello everybody. How's everybody doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, not too bad.
Not bad.
I'm apparently not allowed to speak.
Yeah, you can. You're just not expected to. So, like, anything you say will be, like, above and beyond.
Well, anything I say be used against me in a court of law?
It is possible.
Okay.
I'm not going to answer that.
I did learn 5 minutes ago that Ric Flair is a Pokemon.
Remember this? Pokemon?
Remember this?
Yeah. I did this. I was a legend. I'm a guy.
Remember this? Double A back there. Got my back.
Where? Yeah, on a quick tangent, I saw him cut a promo last week, and I swear to God, he said woo like 50 times in 2 minutes.
I could say it 50 times in 2 minutes, I would.
He cut a new promo?
Uh-huh. Yeah, basically.
What was it? Was it a commercial for a lottery ticket?
No, yeah. He's in TNA, dude.
I mean, in North Carolina, we have Ric Flair lottery tickets, so...
Awesome.
Ooh,
his face
yeah.
on it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely...
he has a stand-up and everything.
He has a stand-up, and like, when you go to the gas station...
When you scratch it off, does it go, woo?
Yeah, you'll walk into a gas station, and Ric Flair will be standing there, like, holy crap! And you have to think for a second, is this actually me seeing Ric Flair in a gas station, which it is every other time, or is this the stand-up? It's half the time it's the stand-up, half the time it's really Ric Flair buying a cheese sandwich.
Woo! Cheese sandwich!
Woo! Cheese sandwich. Also,
so if you couldn't tell already, this is the video game podcast.
Yeah.
For tfradio.net. It wasn't clear. We got a bunch of news this week, actually, and then we're going to kind of start talking about, for the discussion for this week, what game or franchise that each of us have kind of like sold our soul to, so to speak, like spent way too much money, way too much time obsessing over, really getting into, because I have a story on that for this week.
Okay.
First, StarCraft II. JD talked about it at length last week. God let him.
I feel
really like StarCraft II.
I feel like
I hear that game's popular.
Yeah, that's what I
heard. I heard people wanted it to come out a long time ago.
StarCraft.
Hasn't it been coming out for about 3 years?
You know what's 12 years between friends? That's all I say.
Exactly.
That's all I say. But anyway, yes, Chris, it's kind of popular. They've sold 1.5 million copies in the first 48 hours in the U.S. alone.
Wow, that's fantastic for a game that's not finished.
Yeah, for like a third of a game.
Yeah.
They've sold 1.5 million copies of almost a full game.
How many copies does Halo 2 did they sell? I mean, seriously.
I don't know, but I can tell you, what was it, 2 years ago in November, the World of Warcraft expansion, the last one, or I guess the last one, I don't know, the Wrath of the Lich King.
Lich King.
It sold better than that. So that expansion pack 2 years ago sold 2.8 million in 24 hours. So on it, StarCraft 2. Take that.
Mm. Yeah.
Let's see. In other news, we've got more screenshots of the next Mortal Kombat game. And surprise, it keeps getting increasingly bloody and like obnoxiously, ridiculously brutal.
Where can we see that at?
We'll put it in the show notes, but you can see it at Game Informer, I believe.
Game Informer.
Toystore.com.
Yeah. Oh, and, my subscription just expired.
Their website has gotten so much better.
Really?
Yeah, their website used to be total crap. And they'd be like, come see our website. And I'm like, why? This website is 10 years old. I mean, it's archaic and crap.
Well, it's a game magazine. What do you want? People still buy this thing.
Right, Joe.
That's true. But EGM is pretty good at it, right? I mean, they've been kind of molding it.
It's too much. EGM's website's just a little too crazy.
How is the magazine? I assume EGM Redux is still going, right?
It's kind of stuck in that. It's imagine EGM from 1994, but a quarter as thick. So, I like it. No. EGM 90 EGM was in its heyday in the early to mid 90s, and it's good. It
just picked up a lot of old EGM guys and 1UP guys to the editorial staff, so they're doing something with it at least.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite EGM is EGM from like 93, like around issue 50 to 60.
Yeah, so when it's like a phone book every month.
Yeah, so it's got that feel for it.
Cool.
Nice. Very nice. Cool. Hey, if you are into Xbox Live or PSN, especially Xbox Live, a couple cool games have hit finally. Arkham Asylum and has hit awesome. Xbox Live, and then on Xbox Live and PSN, Castlevania Harmony of Despair.
Castlevania HD.
Yes.
Castlevania Mashup HD.
And if you somehow passed up on Batman Arkham Asylum the first time, shame on you.
Yeah. True.
So how much is it? How much does it cost to get over Xbox Live now?
Like $50.
$40. Like 40 for the download.
Which one? I have three different price points in there.
Yeah, what is
too much. A lot.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Too much for digital delivery.
At this point, you just go to GameStop and get it for what, $15?
Yeah,
maybe. Like,
or at least $35.
Is there a Game of the Year edition?
Yes, available? There is.
What's
and
on
it's
it?
In 3D.
That's $60 though, right? Game of the Year edition
yep.
is $60.
Yeah.
And it's 3D that you can use on any TV.
Yeah, because it's like the old red and blue glasses in 3D.
Is it, to be honest,
I really don't see that working.
Is it really Anaglyph, Chris, or is it another?
I think it is. I mean, it's not like this new 3D. It's something old 3D.
Yeah. If you can play it on any TV, it's the crappy one.
Yeah, it's the crappy 3D, whatever it is. Yeah.
It comes
with glasses.
It's like Rad Racer for the NES. I press select and it goes into 3D.
Great.
Ooh, that takes me back a few years.
In other news, and this may be a dirty trick depending on how you look at it, or it may be a brilliant business move. NBA Jam is coming to PS3 and 360, but it is basically downloadable content when you buy NBA Elite. So you're going to have to buy like a legitimate basketball game to get NBA Jam.
That's
so
the worst thing I've ever heard.
So I have
NBA Jam, was that the SNES one?
That was the fun one.
There was one on Super NES on the Genesis 32X. Did they release it on the Saturn?
Did they release it on the Saturn?
Don't recall.
It's on the 32X.
Visualize the box, so I don't think so.
Yeah.
What I don't understand, I just don't appreciate the fact that I have to pay $60 to deal with this realistic basketball game that I might not even enjoy. And we made a joke at work that this guy, like, EA says, you know what, this NBA Elite game, despite the fact that we renamed it so people would think that it's elite and awesome, it sucks. So let's entice people to buy this game so they can get NBA Jam, the only way they can get it on Xbox.
Well, to be honest, if you leave it a few months, it'll be on Xbox Live download anyway.
Maybe. It's possible.
Probably.
Yeah, you hope so. You hope so. And you hope this isn't like a trend, basically. You know, you hope this isn't successful.
Well, I mean, look at it this way. You buy a game, you get another game for free. That doesn't sound like that bad a deal to me.
No, yeah, but if a game sucks, then you've got to, you know, then you, yeah. it's not really worth it, to be
it's
honest.
It's marketing. I mean, commercials try to sell you stuff that suck. Here, get something that sucks, but you get this something that sucks for free. Oh, I want that. Wow. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's very true.
It's, I don't know.
Yeah.
The download version's not even the full game. Is it like the Wii version's the only version that'll be like the full game? Like the
really?
Yes, and have online play. Yeah.
Only
it's basically getting a powered-up demo.
Yeah, you get a powered up demo where you get like extra modes on the Wii. You get like a full NBA Jam on the Wii version.
Then why would you want to buy anything but the Wii version?
Exactly. Yeah. That's the point.
Which is kind of a reversal from the standard. The standard way is why would you want to buy the Wii version?
Why would you want the Wii version of anything?
Yeah, why would you do that? Yeah. I
don't know anybody who owns a Wii.
I own a Wii.
I do.
I think we all own a Wii, I think.
No. I don't.
Your mom's seen my Wii.
I got it on the PlayStation when it first came out.
So the people don't play Mario Galaxy, I guess?
No, not really.
I played it.
Mario Galaxy.
I got it.
Everybody loves Mario Galaxy.
I don't.
We all live in a Mario Galaxy.
Did you play the second one, XV?
Pokemon World.
Did you play the second one, XV?
No, I haven't because I didn't like the first one.
The second one is astronomically better than the first one.
Okay, well,
it really is.
Yeah, it is fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know if people have made a big enough deal of that, but it's like I think people at large think it's just another Galaxy. It really is like an incredibly better game.
I think what made me love 2 better than 1 is that I don't have to run 5 minutes in the game to actually get to the board so I can play the damn game. That's the part that pissed me the most about the first one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second one, the gameplay, that's just, I mean, you didn't know how they got it any better.
Breaker just had a brilliant question. He wants to know how come Yoshi's a male, but he lays eggs?
That's I don't
like
know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because he's a dinosaur, or whatever the hell he is.
Yeah. Does he lay eggs, or just, lay eggs. Does he just...
Yeah,
just,
I mean, did you watch Jurassic Park?
Oh, yeah, Jurassic Park. I forgot about that.
He should find a way.
Yeah, Yoshi is bioengineered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet there's some crazy Mario fanfic about that.
I'm sure. If there's not, I think I have to go and check that tonight.
Look at Beta, prime example of it there.
No one has nightmares thinking of the possibilities.
Nightmare fuel.
And Mario's been wearing a Tanuki suit.
I'd like Super Mario Brothers too. I don't know why, but I did.
I did too.
Yeah, Mario World is the best Mario game.
Two last things, and we'll put them in the show notes, because they're kind of visual, I'm going to be honest with you. There's some awesome BioShock cosplay that we'll link to. Not your average cosplay. This is like Metal Hot Guy level cosplay.
That's fantastic.
Is this from Comic Con?
Let me see here. I don't know if...
I linked
it's specifically
it.
From Comic-Con, but it is it's exceptionally done. I mean, it really is impressive. We'll link to it. You won't believe your eyes. Seriously.
I linked to it.
And then...
Check a look at it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody click
well, on the way. I saw some on YouTube from BotCon, and that one was phenomenally as well, so it might be the same one.
Yeah, this is pretty awesome. I've got to admit.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, they even show, like, when they go to the trouble of, like, showing how much work they went into it and crafting it, you know, it's not like just cardboard boxes and some gloves.
I mean, the Japanese people usually are the best cosplayers, and this is like Japanese quality level costumery.
It absolutely is.
Oh, yeah.
It's costuming done right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No duct tape and cardboard boxes here.
Damn.
That's your thing, sorry. This is not for you. And then one last thing. Hey, if you're into quilting and zombies, you're going to love the Resident Evil quilt. We'll link to that in the show notes. Yes, folks.
Resident Evil quilt.
Cuddle up with the Resident Evil quilt.
You know, the best thing I ever saw at Ross or one of those stores was an Eazy-E quilt. It was fantastic. I really wish I'd bought it. I went – Chris Triplett and I went back looking for it.
I never saw it.
Yeah, last I didn't find it, but it was an Eazy-E quilt.
Word.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Ooh.
Wow, that Resident Evil quilt is pretty boss, I gotta admit.
That's the quilt you want your grandma to make.
Yeah, that's the quilt for the person that really loves Resident Evil.
The concept, as John explained it, puts me in mind of the Dreamcast game Typing of the Dead. This would be like quilting of the undead. Zombie quilting.
Nice.
It's like, I'm going to go to sleep, wake up, and, oh, yeah. Why do I have this quilt?
I gotta admit, I never played much Resident Evil after 2.
Yeah.
I kind of.
Oh, you missed it.
Why would you?
Four. Yeah. Four is fantastic.
Yeah, four is great.
Four is great. I had four. I never actually played it.
I had four. I've never taken it out of the package.
Once it moves over the shoulder,
Resident Evil 4 is definitely worth a play.
I disagree. Once it moved to over the shoulder, it just wasn't. It just took away that sense of just being scared, crapless.
Dude, I don't know. Yeah. If a dude's running at you with a chainsaw, it is pretty scary. Yeah,
it also made it so that you actually could control your character and not walk into a wall.
Well, the remake version of Resident Evil on GameCube was really awesome.
It is good, but fantastic. Dude, 4 is fantastic.
It's good as a gameplay game, but as a Resident Evil game, I didn't really think of it as a Resident Evil game, though. I don't know.
No, what about, it just turned, what about, it became less survival and more just action, whereas Resident Evil 1 and 2 was all about survival. It's like, well, do I shoot this monster now, or do I save these bullets for something bigger later on?
See, leave it to the guy with the intellectual accent to convey what I was trying to say.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Hey, what about Resident Evil 5? Now, I did play a little bit of that, and it was kind of meh, but is that a good game?
I enjoyed playing it.
I got the same feeling Resident Evil 5 as Resident Evil 4. It was a good game, but it was not true to like that horror survival series.
It was set in the daytime for the most part as well, and it just didn't have that like
scary crap can't happen.
Yeah,
during the day.
It was more
Five pushed the action game even farther.
It pushed the racism game even farther.
That's what they say.
Exactly. Caucasians fighting Africans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of dicey.
Yeah, it's a little dicey.
Kind of dicey.
Extremely dicey.
Yes. Yes. On that note, on Resident Evil as a racist analogy, on that note, let's move on to the discussion topic. And I thought that this week I'd actually share a personal story of overspending on a game and then kind of put it out there and ask you guys if you guys have committed the same sin, so to speak.
Yeah,
I see. So you're basically being the Brian Kilby of this podcast.
All right. So like a month ago, I think it was about a month ago.
I've beaten that. I know what it is. I've done worse. Go ahead.
Like a month ago was the Evo tournament, right? Okay. So basically the World Fighting Game Championships. And I watched it online. And of course I got the fighting game bug again. I used to be really into fighting games, and literally I haven't played one seriously in, I don't know, 8 years maybe, something like that. But, of course, this sucked me in. And so I ran out and got Super Street Fighter 4. And then I realized, well, if I'm going to get serious about this, I got to go all the way. And I went out and got the Mad Catz Fight Stick. The Fight
Good
Stick
choice.
That costs... is like worth like 8 copies of that game, like almost as much as your system.
How much did you pay for it?
I paid like 120 shipped.
Yeah, that's the going price for it.
Wait,
okay.
Yeah, that's the one that sold out like several months before the game came out.
Yes, it is.
Yes, yes. People go like rabid insane. They carry it around like a musician carries his guitar. You know, it's like their weapon of choice.
It's better than a guitar, if you ask me.
Interesting little tidbit. My cousin actually, prior to this came out, he's a huge Street Fighter fanatic. John, you and he would like talk for hours and hours.
Mm-hmm.
But he built his own with the same components that Mad Catz pretty much used, the Japanese products.
Sanwa. I've done that. Of course, I use Habs.
It's amazing. It's like, how did he even do that? I mean, and he has it for like everything. You can plug it into the back of a gaming cabinet. You can plug it in a PS3, Xbox, anything. It's amazing.
Yeah, I did that. I actually took an arcade cabinet, gutted it, rewired it, put in the sticks and everything, and I can play whatever I want to on it. It's pretty awesome when I have it actually working.
I had that. I haven't played in that gaming cabinet forever. I used to hide in there. we used to have one too, but I haven't played it in so long. But anyway,
Brian, what was your story on overspending?
Let me think which one I want to go with. underspending. I mention this all the time, but I bought a Tron cabinet for $5 at a Salvation Army store.
Nice. Smart spin.
Wow. That was awesome. Yeah,
who donated that?
I don't know, nice. But I jumped on it. I'm like, wait,
was that the tabletop one or was that the?
This is the proper cabinet. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm dropping my X-Arcade stick, which I was showing off to the people watching. I bought a Turbo Duo RX for a pirated copy of Castlevania X Rondo of Blood that I downloaded. It took me about 6 months to find a decent copy of it that I could download. I played it. I played it on my emulator, Dream and Magic Engine on the PC, which is the best console emulator ever for anything. So I'm like, yeah, I'll buy a Turbo Duo RX. I ended up paying $300 for it for one game that I didn't even buy. That was pretty stupid.
Kill me wins.
let's see
when it comes
here.
To losing.
What else did I do?
I don't think I've really overspent on anything, really. When it comes to games, I just usually get the standard sort of copy of a game, unless something really goes, oh, you've got to get this. Like, we got a store in the UK called HMV, and when Call of Duty came out, it was £150. You got the game, you got a few other things here and there, and you got a pair of night vision goggles.
Oh, Modern Warfare, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, yes, that's kind of cool, but where on earth can I use night vision goggles without getting arrested?
in the States, anywhere you want.
In the States, especially if you just, you know, you speak with your intellectual accent, it's.
And you say I'm hunting. If you say I'm hunting terrorists, you're okay.
You're like, yeah, that totally makes sense, dude. Yeah.
I'm hunting terrorists. Okay, you go ahead, boy. It's awesome.
You win, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing with those night visions? Oh, well, you see Azza looking in his window. Oops.
Looking for terrorists.
I found one for
every show.
Yeah, Rob.
I thought I saw terrorists in her bedroom window, sir. Oh, there you go.
My dad used to carry around binoculars looking for terrorists in the bedroom window.
You know, officer, it's quite amazing, actually. I was looking through his window in the dark, but didn't hear you coming.
Did you hear me coming? Ha ha ha.
Ah, terror.
Terrorist, oh no, terrorist win.
I got all over my shirt.
Terrorist got all over my shirt.
Right down the toilet.
Yeah, so I'm thinking of other stupid things I did. I bought a PC, Xbox, second PS2, and a second Dreamcast so I could put that arcade cabinet together. Cool. Plus second set of speakers, second monitor, lots of other crap.
So basically nobody's going to outspin you on
stupid spend. I think, don't tell Kim, but I think I ended up putting like $120 into getting the X-Arcade here to compatible with my 360. So I actually spent as much as John did on his Mad Cat stick to make the stick I already owned work for the Xbox 360.
Yes, nobody is going to out-stupid Brian Kilmeade.
Yes, that's true.
This is true.
Well, this is a good amount of time for the podcast, you guys. I'll
Triplet's done some stupid spending, I know. What's Triplet done?
All right, let's hear Triplet be stupid.
Gosh,
I killed the man.
Dude, I don't know. Like, for video games, nothing as bad as you.
You bought that Mad Cat stick.
Yeah, I got the Mad Cat stick, but that wasn't too bad. I mean, because I can use that for more than just Street Fighter. That's kind of fighting game. Buying the PS3 for Metal Gear Solid 4, is that considered stupid?
Yes, I would say that.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Man, I can't wait to play this game.
You're going to have to, like, find at least two more games to feel not terrible.
Have you found them yet?
Oh, yeah. Don't even joke. Yeah, there's plenty
of games. No, seriously. No, what would the other games be?
Ridge Racer.
Dude, any of the... No, actually, I don't have Ridge Racer yet. Any of the Uncharted games.
Uncharted 2 is fantastic.
Uncharted 2 is fantastic.
I haven't played that yet.
I would buy, at this point, given at the new price point, I would buy a PS3 for Uncharted 2.
Yeah, I would buy a PS3 just for that,
Just for Uncharted 2, it's fantastic.
Yeah, and maybe Heavy Rain. I don't know, maybe.
Heavy Rain, that'd be a good one. I would argue that Arkham Asylum's even better on the PS3 because you get the Joker content. I still don't think you get that on the 360.
Maybe it's the
DLC. I've not heard. If you can, I've not heard if it's about or anything. Probably be DLC at some point.
Maybe.
Yeah, but really for spending, I don't know. I can't think. Well, I owned a 3DO. Does that count as overspending?
And I also own that.
Jaguar 32X.
I had a 32X. I also owned Chris's 3DO and his Sega Saturn.
Yeah.
What games did you have for the 3DO?
Road Rash, Super Street.
Road Rash was awesome.
Super Street Turbo.
Wait, Road Rash is that motorcycle game, right?
By EA. Yeah.
We go around beating the crap out of people with it.
Yeah.
Oh, that game's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great game.
A great, pretty good version of Street Fighter, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a great version, except you had the stick, the pad that had 5 buttons.
Stupid pad. Oh,
nice. You had 3 buttons.
You had to plug the second controller into the first controller to play 2 players.
That is a good idea.
That's not as bad as the TurboGrafx-16, though, where to have more than one controller, you had to buy an accessory, the TurboTab.
Oh, wow.
And it didn't work. Why did it work?
Well, wait, wasn't it a... For PlayStation, for PS2, in order for you to play 4 players, you had to get an extension too, right?
Yeah.
Remember the older PlayStation 1 games where they expected you to LAN up PlayStations and TVs?
Oh, yeah. I did that.
They expected you to LAN up Dreamcast too, right?
Dreamcast actually had a network adapter that you could do over the internet, a modem, in other words, I guess. The one for the PlayStation, it was like a little cable. It was basically a serial cable that went from one PlayStation to the other. They physically had to be right beside of each other. And I did that just for Doom.
That was like it and Descent.
Doom, Command & Conquer, and what was the other one that I do it with?
I could play some Descent right now, honestly. I was thinking about
Descent
that.
Descent is good.
Descent's a classic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm lost in the same room. Oh, gravity. That great typo negative music turned into a MIDI.
Crap.
Oh, that's
exactly
right back in time.
Love that game.
Well, yeah. I think the moral of this story is Brian wins.
Yeah.
Or
Brian loses.
Yeah.
His checking account loses.
I think the most I ever outspent was to buy 4 controllers for the original Xbox and had no games that actually could play.
That's awesome.
I mean, I can't say I bought.
Just by acquiring like other people's Xboxes, I ended up with like 9 controllers for the first Xbox.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, they're the huge controllers or were the normal
Both. The original controller wasn't that awful. The Type S is like one of the best controllers ever, but that first one, it's bad, but it's not Jaguar bad.
Yeah.
Well, the Jaguar had like a full keyboard on it.
Kind of basically. Like a big numpad, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, when you're up to like 30 buttons, I don't know. May have to rethink that design.
Yeah.
Where's the shield button?
Yeah.
Doesn't anybody remember Steel Battalion?
Yeah, that.
Battalion.
I think they made 3 games for that. Steel Battalion 1 and 2, and then another game took advantage. Maybe MechWarrior?
They made more than one game that worked with it? I thought it was just one game.
No,
I thought it was just Steel Battalion.
They at least made a sequel to Steel
Battalion. They made a sequel, but I think that...
Japan only?
No, it was mail. I think you had to order it. I think it was like through the internet. But yeah, Steel Battalion, I kind of want it.
You need it.
Well, I didn't know that the controller looked really cool. But you know, like, I also had to, in addition to the $200 gaming controller, buy a Xbox, you know.
Does Chris like it, Rob?
Yeah, it's like we used to go to his house and spend a good hour setting it up on, like, ottomans and chairs so we could, like, have the experience, you know, and then play for, like, 10 minutes. It's like a, it's a mech
Don't
game,
you have to press, like 5 or 6 buttons just to eject before you die? Because if you die, like, you lose all your progress or something?
You know how you quit playing it? You push power. Like, you
I thought there's, like 5 or 6 buttons you had to click just to eject from the mech or something.
It's like, Chris, you're late on your house payment.
In time,
I quite like the idea I quite like the idea of, you know, setting it all up and then getting in the mindset and that of having a, like, a mech and having the whole dashboard in front of you and then, you know, immersing yourself in that world. But then if you play a game that's just, you're going to turn off in 10 minutes, really seems not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like me setting up anything. It's like for me to set up the games here. I have to stand up on my couch to turn on my projector because the remote doesn't work. Then I have to wait for the projector to warm and light up. Yeah. Then I have to go on my 3 switch boxes, switch back and forth until I can figure out which combination turns on the Xbox.
Then and then by the time you're done with all that, you're going to be playing games?
I really don't want to play, yeah.
By then you're just like, huh.
And Triple knows how true that is.
Yeah.
It's very true.
I used to love to play Soul Calibur. We don't play Soul Calibur anymore.
We need to play Soul Calibur. You know, now that I have Soul Calibur hooked up to a TV that I can just turn on, we need to play it more. Actually, for anyone listening on Xbox Live, I'm B Kilby, B-K-I-L-B-Y. So
we really do need to have like a new Soundwave Radio Free Cybertron type tournament or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be on for that.
I could pick up Super Street Fighter 2. Super Street Fighter 4, I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
We can play Animal Crossing.
You can get it off the Xbox Live Marketplace, I'm sure.
No, guys, let's play Animal Crossing.
Farmville. We should play Frontierville on Facebook.
I really want like a good new version of Oregon Trail.
Yeah, we must eat apples.
Ooh, did you see the Oregon Trail trailer for the Oregon Trail movie?
What?
I didn't watch.
Oh yeah.
It was like that fake trailer for this fake Oregon Trail movie.
No, I didn't see that.
It was kind of funny.
That seems kind of wrong.
I saw a post for it. I didn't watch it because I thought that I would just get utterly disappointed. But was it funny or what?
It was really stupid. Like you know, like how like when people would just put like stupid things in for your name. So like when you died, it'd say like you know poo on a stick lies here or something like that. You know? Yeah. They basically made fun of those.
So what you're saying is it's a Saturday Night Live sketch.
Basically, yeah.
Sort of. Yeah.
So it's just so forcibly not funny that you have to.
Yeah, it's like Jimmy Fallon humor basically.
Yeah, it's like watching. Watching so Smosh.com.
So it wasn't as good as Titanic 2 trailer?
No. This was clearly this is one of those trailers where the people in it thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably high.
Yeah.
You know what? Best thing I must go and investigate.
Guys, get me a budget. I'm going to make a game movie trailer.
Yeah.
I'll show all the power stuff.
We can make it badass like that one Batman trailer.
Oh, I can outdo everyone with awesome. We're going to make Bomberman the Get movie.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
No, Chronicle.
You can make a bomb any size.
No, bad dudes. We need a guy. We need a guy who can imitate that movie guy in a world where ninjas have kidnapped a president.
Are you bad enough to save Ronnie?
No, that part would be like. When the text comes flying at the screen hardcore with like a dun dun, are you bad enough?
Yes.
I used to play that game. Oh my god. I never understood that game. I was too young for that game, I think.
How can you not understand it? There's nothing to understand. You're too good for bad. And you're trying to beat up like the dragon ninjas or whatever to save Ronnie. That's it.
Walk right in. You'll get burned.
Which was the same plot for every other type of that game. You're just two guys beating the crap out of people.
I think I just like Double Dragon a lot better, maybe.
Well, Double Dragon was good, but
yeah, there's a key difference.
Do the trailer. You need to do a trailer for Double Dragon and the Battletoads.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, yes.
You know,
Battle Dudes.
You know, the thing is about Battle Dudes, I mean, Bad Dudes, that really kind of threw it off, is Double Dragon, yay, we saved Marion, we get to go on a date now. You know, all these sort of stuff, Final Fight, yay, we saved Jessica, we get to go on a date now. Her dad's happy. You know, her dad wants to have
Streets of Rage as well.
Yeah, it's like, yay, Bad Dudes, the president's taking us out for burgers.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the text. You guys want to go get a burger? Ha, ha, ha. And he's laughing. Are you joking? Ninjas, okay? You know, and they had, like, swords. I'm in a tank top and parachute pants, and I just punched 1,000 ninjas and a Bobo in the nuts. And what are you going to joke about getting me a hamburger? Man, you better give me some fries, too, okay? Because I am really pissed off right now, Ronnie. A bad day.
And as long as it's not Obama, because that burger place that he takes people to, where you go?
Five Guys? Is that where he takes them?
No, he took them to Ray's Hellburger. I've been there. It's not there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
The meat is actually quite dry. And I love myself a tasty burger.
I love some moist meat, yeah.
It's just really
okay.
Nice.
I think talking about hamburgers is our cue
to
wrap this sucker up, because we do have an after party to get to.
Oh, God.
That's right.
So if you're listening live, good for you. If you're listening to this on tape, so to speak.
Yeah, we still have 50 viewers here right now. So
if you're listening to this on an EP.
Yeah. We've almost about to show a package.
All right, so that is New Soundwave for this week. Good show, guys. For everybody, I'm John DeLuna. Be sure to check out the rest of our shows at tfradio.net, and we will see you next week.
This has been New Soundwave with your hosts, John DeLuna, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, Chris Triplett, and Brian Kilby. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Copyright 2010 Radio Free Cybertron.